That's right, this is Back to Back, a music program where every week we cast a spotlight on an artist and dive into their lives and discography. My name's Daryl Ong.
And I'm Ofnir Ting. This week we are celebrating the 34th anniversary of Sade's third studio album. It's called Stronger Than Pride. That album dropped in April 1988. We'll be going track by track into that album tomorrow, but today, playing you some of the best songs from the discography of English band Sade. You're ruling the way that
Sade and Cherish the Day, a tune that's released in 1992. It's the fourth and final single from the studio album Love Deluxe, which is an album widely regarded as a defining sound of that era, incorporating elements of trip-hop and ambient music.
It's definitely a track that sets its own pace, where the bass guitars only appears after the first chorus, if you're wondering where's the bass guitar. It's also a true testament of the band's ability to achieve much with very little. The track was met with immediate critical acclaim.
This week on the program, we're diving into Sade's discography. A bit of background: they are an English band formed in London in 82 and named, of course, after their lead singer, Sade Adu. Their signature features elements of soul, quiet storm, smooth jazz, and sophisty pop, which is a term I just learned today. All of their albums, including compilations and live albums, have charted in the US top 10.
Sade Adu, the band's singer, is the daughter of a Nigerian father and an English mother. After her mother returned to England, Sade grew up on the north end of London and listened to the likes of Ray Charles, Nina Simone, Al Green, Aretha Franklin, and Billie Holiday. Although developing a good singing voice in her teens, Sade studied fashion and design at Central Saint Martin's College of Art and Design, and she worked as a model and menswear designer upon graduation.
Yeah, as fate would have it, she began filling in as the lead singer for funk band Arriva temporarily before eventually joining Latin soul band Pride. Pride band members Stuart Matthewman, Paul Spencer Denman, and Andrew Hill would eventually break away from Pride and form a new band with Sade and name the group after their lead singer. A band that's first and foremost a live band. They made a great contribution to the development of modern music. They dismantled many of the old music business ways and quite promptly became a full functioning unit with a firm grip on every aspect of the recording process. The full package, if you will.
That's right. They have released 6 albums to their name thus far: 1984's Diamond Life, 1985 Promise, 1988 Stronger Than Pride, 1992 Love Deluxe, Lover's Rock in the year 2000, and Soldier of Love in 2010. Additionally, Sade are 4-time Grammy winners, having invalidated the Best New Artist curse with subsequent wins for No Ordinary Love, Lover's Rock, and Soldier of Love.
Yeah, Best New Artist, as well as winning, you know, some of the biggest prize at the Grammys. Well, we're going to dive into another tune of hers. This one's featured on the follow-up album Promise, which dropped in 1985. This track became the band's second consecutive number one single on the adult contemporary chart after, of course, Smooth Operator.
It's a tune which, over the years, the lyrics of the song have been given various interpretations and meanings. One of the most common of these interpretations is that the lyrics deals with addiction that Sade has been rumoured to have been battling with for years. It was written by Sade together with 2 drummers for the band, Martin Ditcham, who was the touring drummer, and Dave Early, who was the official studio drummer for the band. Together, both drummers came up with the pre-chorus percussions, where they set up glasses and bottles while tapping and blowing over the bottles to create a whole range of sounds.
Yeah, glasses and bottles, sometimes all you need, right? Yes, it's literally them blowing over bottles, and it's not synthesizers. Pure analog. Check this one out. The Sweetest Taboo. Sade, right here on Back to Back, BFM 89.9. If I tell you
taboo, you give me. you're so much better than you know. When you're lost, you're alone, you can't get back again. I will find you, darling, and I'll bring you home. And if you want to cry, I am here to dry your eyes. No time, you'll be fine. You think I'd leave your side, baby? You know me better than that. Think I'd leave you down when you're down on your knees.
Back to back, BFM 89.9 with me, Ofnir Ting, and Daryl Ong. You just heard By Your Side by Sade, taken from Lovers Rock. Ranked as the 48th best love song of all time by VH1 magazine. It was released as the lead single for Sade's fifth studio album, Lovers Rock, which dropped in October 2000, the band's first release since 1992 album Love Deluxe.
Yeah, despite having a very stripped down arrangement and bare bones production that's far from being flashy, the track By Your Side was a big hit among music critics, with many calling it one of the most beautiful and enduring love anthems of the 21st century. And the track was nominated for Best Female Pop Vocal Performance at the 44th Grammy Awards, only to be beaten by Nelly Furtado's I'm Like a Bird, but still managed to win a Grammy for the Best Pop Vocal Album that same year. This week, myself, Daryl, and Ofnir are diving into Sade's discography, and we have plenty more tunes to come, so do stay around only here on BFM 89.9. I know I won't fall apart completely.
swim into in a storm, like a lover's rock. You are the lover's rock, the rock that I cling to.
Welcome back to Back to Back right here on BFM 89.9 with me, Off New Thing, and Daryl Ong. That was the track Lover's Rock, the title track from Sade's fifth studio album. The album was recorded in under a year and was a culmination of Sade's eight-year absence from music. Recording sessions took place in London and Spain, where the band produced and arranged the whole album together.
Yeah, hiatus seems to be a common theme, right, with Sade. But that album, Lover's Rock, is an album that marks a departure from the band's old saxophone-filled sound and replaced it with a more stripped-back vibe with reverb and delay effect influences from reggae dub, which can be heard in the snare drum of the track you just heard, Lover's Rock. We're diving into Sade's discography this evening, and enough of us for a minute. Here's avid Sade fan Mindy Tay on her thoughts on Sade.
This is going to date me, but I was in Standard 5 when I first heard Smooth Operator on the radio. And after my Standard 5 exam results came out, this was one of the albums I got with my reward money. My first original cassette, Columbia Epic Records. In fact, I still have the cassette somewhere, actually. Diamond Life also featured heavily during the year-end school holidays because I brought it along to our large family gathering in Fraser's Hill, and I learned how to cha-cha to Hang On To Your Love. It was a pretty multi-generational album. Everyone loved it, and it was playing on repeat throughout the trip. It's actually quite a multifaceted album and dealt with so many different themes, which was unique for me at the time. It dealt with the 80s recession, Thatcherism, being the other or of mixed race. So to this 11-year-old, it was a real eye-opener in just 9 songs. It was also a gateway to jazz for me. With the rest of my exam reward money, I had also picked up a book written for children about jazz by Nat Hentoff, one of the authorities on jazz, on the genre. And both the book and Diamond Life actually kick-started a lifelong love for the genre for me. My 11-year-old self loved Your Love Is King and When Am I Going to Make a Living? But the one that really made an impression on me was Never As Good As the First Time from her sophomore effort, Precious. I'm from the MTV generation, and the accompanying video was just fantastic. Here's Sade without her trademark braid, her hoop earrings. Instead, you know, there's this sepia-toned video and she's riding this horse across an Andalusian plain, wind in her hair while the song comes on. It's really epic. It still takes my breath away and I still watch it from time to time on YouTube. The video has really stood the test of time for me and still looks very contemporary. I would say Sade is just really good music. The 80s was such an egalitarian time for popular music, and it really says a lot for the decade that her music broke through this clutter of heavy metal, rap, dance pop, and R&B. Don't forget, when she first came out, you know, people were still riding high on the Michael Jackson, Prince, and Madonna trifecta. Bands like Culture Club, Van Halen, synth pop like Depeche Mode and OMD. And then here comes this quiet but equally powerful voice with a genre that nobody ever thought would become popular again, you know, jazz pop. And when she won Best Newcomer at the Grammys, the same kind of crazy moment happened for Norah Jones decades later, but really Sade was such a phenomenon at the time. I think in this day and age of oversharing, Sade's appeal comes from her keeping her cards very close to her chest. She remains an enigma. Back in the day, I used to just scour all the magazines I could find, Smash It, Rolling Stone, just to get, you know, some kind of info about her. But, you know, it was always very, very little, very generic. She also crafted such an iconic image. Her look, which she took from an Ungaro menswear line, you know, the braid, the hoop earrings, her trademark red lips. That was so iconic. The fact that she's such a mystery makes you pay attention to the music as well. In her own quiet way, she was breaking her own boundaries and trying new beats, new sounds. Her music defies trend, and everything still sounds fresh to this day. I think it's largely because the band made such a conscious decision to move away from all the synth pop, all the processed beats that were popular in the day. And also, you know, remember when the Supreme t-shirt of Sade's image completely sold out? I think, you know, that's testament to the fact that Sade is our modern day Mona Lisa. You were so tough, car, and I ran to go car town. I think true fans know from the get-go, the sleeve notes always say Sade R and never Sade is. So Sade R, Sade Adu, Paul S. Denman, Andrew Hale, and Stuart Matthewman. And this quartet has always been a solid unit. They've never broken up. They've always written songs together, never had any epic fights. I think, you know, that's all contributed to their longevity. Unfortunately, I've only ever seen her live on screen. So like Kate Bush, her live performances are so rare that tickets get snapped up in minutes. From what I can see, it's definitely a different kind of energy and she's very arresting. The Soldier of Love live concert looked and sounded so amazing. So here's Sade coming out with a cowboy hat against a blood red backdrop. She's always been really clever with imagery that sticks with you. In the 80s, I caught a smaller live performance of hers on a British television show, not Top of the Pops, something else. In it, I remember she sang Killer Blow and she was wearing a military green crop top and joggers. That look is actually back in fashion now, so she's just amazing in her fashion choices, in her music choices as well. I couldn't love you more if time was running out. I couldn't love you more. Oh, right now, baby. I'm always in awe of bands who refuse to simply cash in on their greatest hits or rest on their greatest hits laurels, you know. Tears for Fears just came out with a pretty solid album, I think. Blondie has been coming up with new material. And there's, you know, the Rolling Stones, Bowie, they've always been producing new music. What I love about Sade is their patience. You know, they take their time to craft an album. It might be many years yet before we see one, but when we do, I know it's going to be worth the wait. Or ever love with another.
was Mindy Tay, avid Sade fan. This week on Back to Back, we are taking a look at the discography of Sade. And up next is Mindy Tay's personal favorite album. It's an album that was met with a rapturous reception across continents, going 4 times platinum in both the United Kingdom and the United States, selling over 2 million copies.
Yeah, this single did really well in the UK, ranking at number 6. It also had similar success in New Zealand, where it ranked at number 2. However, though, this next track in the US, the performance was quite modest, with the ranking of 54 on the Hot 100. However, this song's written by Sade Adu and Stuart Matthewman, who plays the guitars and saxophone for the band. When Sade was just starting out, the band's manager brought their demos to many labels, who would turn them down, saying that the tracks were, number one, too long and too jazzy.
Although disappointed, the band did not give up, and it was thanks to Sade's then-boyfriend, who played some of the band's tracks to his friends who worked at The Face magazine, known as the Definitive Style Bible in the UK. Sade was well received by the magazine and would then become the face of their cover, which quickly increased their popularity to the point where they had to turn away thousands of eager fans at the door of their self-organized gig. And after that gig, it became a race among record companies to sign the band right after that.
Yeah, fast forward, she eventually signed with Epic Records, who wanted to fly her to the United States to work with big name producers like Quincy Jones, but she stuck to her guns and worked with people that she knew and was comfortable with to execute the vision she had in mind. The version of Smooth Operator and this next one you're about to hear that's found on the album are the exact same versions that many labels rejected. Talk about the baller move. Here it is, Sade and Your Love is King, right here on Back to Back, BFM 89.9.
Gotta call me when
Welcome back to Back to Back with myself, Off Nitting, and Daryl Ong. This week, we are taking a look at the discography of Sade. If you have a favorite Sade track, do let us know. We'd love to hear from you. You can tweet us at BFM Radio or WhatsApp at 018-789-8899. Let's hit right back into the music. It's yet another smooth cut from Love Deluxe, an album that was voted in 2020 by the Rolling Stone as number 200 on the list of the 500 greatest albums of all time.
Yeah, this next one's famously sampled in MF Doom's recording Doomsday from his debut album Operation Doomsday. And it's one that has a rich funk bass line laced with jazz piano stylings. Again, another one of the band's iconic and essential tracks, if you will. Check this one out on Back to Back. This is Sade, Kiss of Life, right here on BFM 89.9.
There must have been an angel by my side. Something heavenly led me to you. Look at the sky. It's the color of love. There must have been an angel.
Done. wanted more. Your baby gonna have your smile for sure. He's so a lovely girl, smelling sweet and soapy like fresh air. She saw him looking, acted like she didn't care. That's how we knew. And so love grew, a flower that is you.
Father. It's a song dedicated to Shade Adu's child, Ila. It was inspired by the singer's relationship with her baby daddy and her current partner. In fact, Ila is credited as a vocalist in that track along with Clay, the teenage son of veteran Shade band member Stuart Matthewman, who co-wrote that song.
Yeah, that reggae-flavoured number was nominated in the Best Pop Performance by a Duo or Group with Vocals category at the 53rd Grammy Awards. That was, of course, taken from Soldier of Love, the band's 6th and latest album, following a 10-year album hiatus since Lovers Rock, where ideas began to flow in 2008, and then the band began to regroup and record in Real World Studios, a residential recording complex founded by ex-lead singer of Genesis, Peter Gabriel. We're down to one more track on the back-to-back, where this week we've been playing to you the tunes of Sade Essential Tracks, if you will, but do join us tomorrow as we go track by track into Sade's third studio album, Stronger Than Pride, as we celebrate its 34th anniversary.
Let's end off with a tune about a fashionable man who lives a jet-set lifestyle, widely regarded as the band's breakout hit, but in reality, it's actually the second single that was released by the band, where the first single actually went nowhere. But thanks to this next single, which rose to number 5 and earned the group a reputation as an exotic, soulful act with a captivating front woman.
Yeah, it's a tune that naturally drew attention from label representative. Adu was pursued as a solo act, but you know what? She stuck to her guns again, signed with Epic after demanding to bring along some of her band members in Pride. And dot dot dot, the rest is history. This song is also noted for her spoken recitation at the song's introduction. Some radio edits have omitted the spoken introduction and proceeded with the opening sung line of the title album. However, some radio edits also have shortened the instrumental saxophone solo, as well as the first repeat of the lines that came after the chorus portions. Well, we here at BFM play it as it is, giving you the full representation of an artist's work. So closing us off here on Back to Back, this is Sade and her most popular tune, I would say, Smooth Operator. My name's Daryl Ong.
And I'm Ofnir Ting.
This is Back to Back. Join us again next week, only here on BFM 89.9. Good night.
To ask, he's a smooth operator.